This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello, and welcome to Sounds Choral, a program that seeks to present the vast body of choral repertoire in a way that is intelligible, relevant, entertaining, and uplifting. I'm your host, Amanda Quist, Chair and Associate Professor of Conducting at Westminster Choir College. On today's program, we're going to listen to Symphonic Psalms and Prayers, a 2018 recording done by Tenebrae with the BBC Symphony Orchestra, David Alsop, countertenor, and Nigel Short, conductor. This recording features the music of Bernstein, Schoenberg, Stravinsky, and Zemlinsky. From the official site of Tenebrae, this is about the recording. With trumpets and well-tuned cymbals, the musical and prayerful richness of the Book of Psalms inspires vastly different offerings from composers with a myriad of approaches to combining the two worlds of the symphonic and the choral. The results are works which defy categorization and stand the test of time with audiences and performers alike. Tenebrae and the BBC Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Nigel Short, perform iconic works by American and American emigre composers, Bernstein, Schoenberg, Stravinsky, and Zemlinsky. This release also marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of Leonard Bernstein in 2018 and highlights the richness of American 20th century music. Igor Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms is a three-movement choral symphony composed in 1930 during Stravinsky's neoclassical period. It was commissioned by Serge Koussevitzky, and it was written to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. One of the most unique features of this work is the unique instrumentation. Set for woodwinds and brass, we have as many as 5 flutes, 4 horns, 4 trumpets, 3 trombones, 3 bassoons, 4 oboes, and only low strings, omitting the clarinets, violins, and violas from the traditional orchestra. The texts are drawn from Psalm 38, Psalm 39, and Psalm 150. Let's listen now to Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms as performed by Tenebrae and the BBC Orchestra.
Thank you.
This is Sounds Choral, and I am your host, Amanda Quist, Chair and Associate Professor of Conducting at Westminster Choir College. Today, we are listening to Symphonic Psalms and Prayers, an album recorded in 2018 by British choral group Tenebrae and the BBC Orchestra. We've just finished listening to the Stravinsky Symphony of Psalms. This year would have been Bernstein's 100th birthday. To celebrate the composer, Tenebrae has recorded the Chichester Psalms, a famous and prayerful work, featuring in this performance countertenor David Alsop. The texts here are taken from Psalm 108, Psalm 100, Psalm 131, and Psalm 133. Let's listen to Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms as performed by Tenebrae and the BBC Orchestra.
Oh, Thank you.
We've been listening to Symphonic Psalms and Prayers, a new recording by British choral group Tenebrae and the BBC Symphonic Orchestra. We have just finished listening to Bernstein's Chichester Psalms. We move now to the final track on the album, Alexander von Zemlinsky's Psalm 23. Taken from program notes written by Greg Murray, the piece is in a fantasy style, painting a musical picture to match the echoes of the pastoral mode of this psalm text, where God is likened to a shepherd. The use of the oboe in the orchestral introduction of Psalm 23 is perhaps an obvious choice, since this instrument has been used since the Baroque period to suggest the countryside as depicted in the words of this psalm. The vocal lines retain a folk-like simplicity, and the use of mainly higher voices lends an angelic feel to the mood. For those who know the sound of the bridge passage before the chorus mysticus of Mahler's Symphony No. 8, there are little hints of this sound world in Zemlinsky's Psalm 23. The two works were premiered in the same year, and it is worth recalling the esteem in which Zemlinsky held Gustav Mahler. These program notes, again, are from Greg Murray's writing in 2018. Here is Psalm 23, written by Alexander von Zemlinsky, performed by Tenebrae and the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nigel Short. Thank you for joining me today as we listen to Symphonic Psalms and Prayers, a new recording featuring Tenebrae, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, David Alsop countertenor, conducted by Nigel Short, recorded on the Signum Classics record label. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network, David Ozenberg, producer. I'm your host, Amanda Quist, Chair and Associate Professor of Conducting at Westminster Choir College. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation and membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.